It's an appeal from Bruce Barker. Could you ask the church for a special prayer for my father? He had a chest. No, he had a check, sorry, on Thursday, and his consultant does not think it is cancer, but he is having a scan on Monday to see what it is. Please pray for a clear result, as he does not want to have an operation. So that's praying for Bruce's It's John.
Yes, John. John. Are you singing or not?
Singing.
Have you got your...
Oh, yeah. I found about the singing side of it, though.
Right. The other thing to inform you is that... if you don't already know, Hannah went down with COVID first, and now Dawn has it as well. And that's why Bruce is not here. And we are told that it's been spreading in Torquay.
It's been spreading right now. My neighbours
had it, got it. All the shippies got it. Well, all the places, all the churches and all that.
Is that what you're preaching on? Clocks go by?
No.
No. Yeah. Just don't, back, really. Don't be late next Sunday.
Late
then. Mother's Sunday as well.
Now an appeal to those of you who are part of the main prayer. Please follow on straight away. You know who you follow. And the other thing is, again, please speak out as loud and clearly as you can. Thank you very much.
One thing, how do I know when to start?
When I say let us pray.
Oh, thank you.
Over to Richard.
Oh, morning everybody.
Good morning, Richard.
Thanks a lot for the wonderful weather this morning. I was able to ride down on my bike and really enjoyed it actually. So yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? Really nice. So we're going to start off with two wonderful praise songs, songs of affirmation. God sent his son. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow and only by grace.
Sent his son, faith hold in Jesus, he came to love, heal and forgive, he lived and died, to buy my pardon, and then declare his end to prove. He lives, Because he lives.
Now let us come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray.
Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you that you have brought us safely through the beginning of this day. Keep us from falling into sin and running into danger. Order us in all our doings and guide us to do always what is right in your eyes. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Lord, help us to enlarge our sympathy and understanding to include the old, the lonely, those with physical and mental handicaps, those of other races and other cultural backgrounds, those who have become outcast in society, who are friendless and rootless. Help us to turn our sympathy and understanding, where possible, into action. Help us to be channels of your love. Amen.
O God, we pray for the bread for the hungry, homes for the homeless, peace for the fearful, healing for the sick, love for the hard of heart, and Christ for all. Amen.
Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, Prince of Peace, break down the barriers which separate men from each other and from God. Teach Christians to love each other across the walls of colour, class and creed. Forgive us too the excuses we make for our own prejudice, and lead us captive in your cause of peace on earth, goodwill to men, for your name's sake.
Almighty God, we beseech thee with thy gracious favour to behold our universities, colleges, and school, that knowledge may be increased among us, and all good learning flourish and abound. Bless all who teach and all who learn, and grant that in humility of heart they may ever look unto thee, who art the fountain of all wisdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
In darkness and in light, in trouble and in joy, help us to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Richard.
There's an interesting song that was written by Graham Kendrick quite a few years ago now, but the words are so present for today. O Lord, the clouds are gathering. But he obviously talks about the problems in the world, but then how the Lord is the solution to those problems.
Restore us all, revive your church.
Bible reading this morning comes from Galatians 6, verses 1 to 10. And the title, Doing Good to All. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently, but watch yourself, or else you may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from their flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Praise be to God.
Well, now we're going to sing As the Deer Pants for the Water.
That's funny, I'm going to get him a glass of water.
Brother.
Looking at Galatians, that part in chapter 6, verses 1 to 10, the liberty of love, we have freedom as believers to love one another. We have the challenge of loving other people. The story has often been told about the message the founder of the Salvation Army sent to their international convention. General William Booth was unable to attend personally because of ill health. So he cabled the delegates a message containing one word. Can you imagine what it would be?
Help.
No. No. To the complete opposite, the word was others. In other words, they were to remember others, they were to love others, they were to think of others, they were to serve others. Not many people send a message of one word, do they? But look, it opens out so much. In the popular comic strip, Peanuts, Lucy asks Charlie Brown, "Why are you here on Earth?" He replies, "To make others happy." She ponders this for a moment and then asks, "Then why are the others here?" One another is one of the key phrases in the Christian's vocabulary. For instance, love one another is found at least a dozen times in the New Testament, along with things like this: pray for one another, edify one another, use hospitality to one another, and there are many other similar quotes. In the section that we read today, Paul asks another phrase. Galatians 6 verse 2, he says, "Bear one another's burdens." You know, friends, the Spirit-led Christian thinks of others or should do and how they can minister to them. In this section, Paul describes two important ministries that we ought to share with one another. Number one, from verses 6, verses 1 to 5, bearing burdens, bearing others' burdens. A contrast in aim. That's what's before us. Because Paul claims that the legalistic is not interested in bearing burdens. Instead, he adds to the burdens of others, whilst the spiritual person would seek to restore the brother in love. And then there is a contrast also in attitude. The spirit-led believer approaches the matter in a spirit of meekness and love. Certainly, for sure. legalistic does not need to consider himself, because he pretends he could never commit a sin. But the believer, living by grace, realizes that no one is immune from falling. We know that, don't we? None of us are immune from falling. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. Let him that thinketh he standeth at least, lest he fall. Let him think. If he thinks he stands, take heed, lest he fall. He has an attitude of humility. Person working in the Spirit, believing and accepting God's request that we should love one another, has an attitude they must have of humility, because surely we realize, each one of us, our own weakness. But there is a second contrast. The believer knows the love of Christ in their own heart. The law of Christ is love one another. Paul has already discussed the law of love, and now he is applying it. Tender loving care is a modern invention. It's not a modern invention, sorry. Certainly isn't, is it? Because Paul is urging believers in this passage how much we appreciate it when a doctor uses tenderness as he sets a broken bone. How much we appreciate it when a doctor is tender in all the way that he might examine us. And how much more should we use tender loving care when we seek to restore a broken life? You know, someone whose life is broken, someone who's committed a sin, oh, we might think it's terrible, but no, we need to have a tender heart. We need in humility to be very forgiving and caring for that person. It takes a great deal of love and courage for us to approach someone who is making mistakes, who is sinning and turning their back on the Lord. It takes love and courage to help them. And Jesus compares this to eye surgery. And how many of us feel qualified for that? Very difficult. Paul probably has in mind here our Lord's instructions on reconciliation. Here it is. If your brother sins against you, go talk to him privately, not for the purpose of winning an argument, but for the purpose of winning your brother. If he hears you, then the matter is settled. But if he will not agree, then ask one or two other believers to go with you. If he still will not settle the matter, then the whole church must be informed and take steps of discipline. Sad when that has to be, isn't it? But Jesus goes on to point out that the church must practice prayer and forgiveness, because otherwise, he says, our discipline will not be effective. We try and discipline someone. We must be persistent in prayer and forgiveness, otherwise it won't work. And the last point is sharing lessons. First it was bearing blessings. Now it's sharing blessings. Verses 6 to 10. Paul urges us to share with one another. The believer who walks in the Spirit and sows in the Spirit is going to reap a spiritual harvest. Sharing blessings involves much more than teaching the word and giving of our material substance. It also involves doing good unto all people. There are those in the world who do evil. In fact, there are those who return evil for good. Most of the people in the world return good for good and evil for evil. But the Christian is supposed to return good for evil and to do this in the spirit of Christian love. See, actually, the Christian's good works are a spiritual sacrifice that we give to our Lord. Oh, it's not easy. Not easy to forgive someone who's really in a terrible mood. We are to do good unto all people. This is how we let our light shine and how we glorify our Father in heaven. It's not only by words that we witness to the lost, but also by our words. Not just by the words we give, but by our words, by showing them that we are people of love. In fact, our works pave the way very often for the verbal witness. They win us the right to be heard. You know what I mean? If we are doing good to people and showing love to them, then they are more likely to listen when we want to share God's love with them. Does the person deserve our good works? Well, let me put it this way. Do we deserve what Christ has done for us? Nor should we live like the defensive lawyer who tried to argue, who is my neighbor? Now, that's not the way to go about it. What we should be saying is, to whom can I neighbor? To whom can I bless, help, love, and be all that a true Christian should be? Not easy, but with God's help, we can achieve it. We must achieve it. Thank you, Richard.
Well, we're going to close the worship with them. Praise him, praise him. Use us our blessing, you know. Funny joke, God be strong. A long time ago. Thank you.
Right, let us stand, join together, and share the grace.
Just went for a big bruise, dang it.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. Thank you for the music.
Remember, cops go forward on Saturday. I didn't notice that. It
next
goes
week.
Back.
Not.
Oh. Yeah, they go forward.
Yeah,
they
go forward. Yeah, yeah.
Spring
forward.
Spring forward.
So the day's
going to
be
forward
and
back.
Yeah.
Oh,
spring forward, forward,
forward and back.
That's lovely. I like those.
Yeah, I noticed that.
The last one, you like that.